This is a CBC podcast.
CBC podcasts are supported by HP Print Studio. Express your brand with HP Print Studio. Find free customized templates to build your business identity, like letterhead, business cards, and shipping labels. Start the journey at www.hp.ca/print.
Hello, I'm Stuart McLean, and this is The Vinyl Cafe. You might have noticed it's been a big month for Canadian musicians. The month had hardly begun when the Post Office announced it has plans to issue stamps featuring four Canadian musicians, Bryan Adams, Edith Butler, Robert Charlebois, and country icon Stomping Tom Connors. If that wasn't enough, a biologist at East Carolina University named a newly discovered spider after Neil Young. The spider, Myer Mechiophilia neil-youngi, was discovered in Jefferson County, Alabama. It's a spider that lives in a burrow and spins a door to seal itself off from predators. It lurks there behind the door, waiting for food to wander by, then leaps out and drags the meal back inside. The biologist says he named this trapdoor spider after Neil Young because he enjoys Young's music and appreciates his activism for peace and justice. Neil Young isn't the only musician to have a species named after him. Roy Orbison has a whirligig beetle that bears his name, Erectochilus orbisonorum. There are, it turns out, strict rules about how you can name new species, but as long as you follow those rules, you can give a new species just about any name you please. I've been following these stories with some personal interest because over the past few weeks, I have been corresponding with a young man in rural Ontario who's named a new species after me. Well, not exactly an entire species, but close enough for radio. I was planning to keep the lid on this until I saw the interest in the Neil Young story, and I thought perhaps it behooved me to mention it on the show. And I thought, what better way to do that than to call that young man. His name is Taylor Erbschot. He lives on a farm just outside of Wyarton, Ontario.
Hello?
Hi, is that Taylor?
Yep.
Taylor, it's Stuart McLean speaking from CBC Radio.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
You know why I'm phoning?
I think so.
I'm phoning about the cow.
Oh.
So why did you name him after me?
Well, first, he was born right after one of your shows, so I thought, why not? So I asked my parents, and they said, fine.
So describe him to me.
Well, he's white with really big ears.
Kind of like me.
Maybe.
What else? He's white, he's got really big ears.
He is high maintenance.
He's what?
High maintenance.
What do you mean he's high maintenance?
Sometimes you need to bottle feed him.
To what?
Bottle feed him.
Are all? Do you have to do that with all cows sometimes?
Nope.
No. Chicken has something to do with his name?
Maybe.
Give me a break. What else could you tell me about him?
Well, he has a big personality.
What do you mean a big personality?
Well, he is good at responding to you. Because sometimes if you talk to him, he will kick you back.
He kicks?
Yes.
This cow sounds like he's a problem cow.
I guess so.
Do you like him?
Yes.
Do you spend much time with him?
Whenever I have a chance to, I do.
Is there anything special about him, aside from the fact that he's difficult and high maintenance?
Well, he will suck on your knee.
Well, just like me. I'd do that if you asked me nicely. Now, what's going to happen to Stuart?
Well, hopefully he doesn't get castrated.
I should say that. Why would you want to do that to him?
I don't.
Okay, good. Why would anyone do that to him?
For beef. For food.
Uh-oh. How would you feel about that?
unhappy.
Hmm. What would you like to see happen to him?
Just stay, I guess.
Okay, I'm with you on that one. Is your mom or dad there?
Yes.
Can I speak to them?
Okay.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Very good.
It's Stuart McLean speaking, CBC Radio.
Nice to talk to you.
Tell me about the little calf named after me.
Named after you? Oh, he was, in calving ease terms, he was an assisted birth. He was pulled. He had to have help. And it was Taylor's idea to name him after you. And they all have names. All our cattle have names, which I guess is unusual. But it's a lot of fun. We have cattle named after people we know and words in songs. And we have Dalton Muginty. And my goal is to have every cow with a name that you can sing when you walk out in the field. So we have Sweet Caroline and Peggy Sue and Bebopalula. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Huh.
It's in farming, there has to be fun because it can be pretty demanding and strenuous, I guess.
You know, it sounds like a lot of fun. But just before we say goodbye, Carol, we got a whole country full of people listening to you right now. What do you want to tell them about farming in 2008?
I want to tell them when you go to the grocery store, it's worth every penny that you pay. And it takes dedication and optimism, stubbornness, and a lot of patience to farm. Farmers are great people, and don't begrudge paying a few cents more for your groceries because somebody's out there on days actually risking their neck to bring it to you. And it's a difficult but an extremely rewarding way of life. I guess that's what I'd tell them.
You just did.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for that.
All right, I'll let you say goodbye to Taylor.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Taylor. It's been really nice talking to you. You do your best to keep them from castrating that cow and see if we can't get him to be a bull.
Okay.
Okay? And so maybe he'll be around for 7 or 8 years and I can come and visit him.
Okay.
We'll keep in touch. We'll keep writing.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
What a sweet kid. That was Taylor Erbschot. Taylor lives in Wyarton, Ontario. While we're on the subject of names and namesakes, I thought this might be a good moment to share something that's given me some secret, quiet pleasure for some 6 or 7 years now. When I began writing the Dave and Morley stories 13 years ago, I began with Dave. We didn't learn anything about Dave's family until that first season was nearly over. One day, and it was a good 3/4 of the way through that season, I started to write a story about a battle that Dave was having with a skunk that was living under his back porch. Well, in order to have a back porch, you need a house to attach it to. So Dave's house appeared, and with it, Dave's family, his kids, Sam and Stephanie, and his wife, Elizabeth. Bear with me. I showed up in the studio with my skunk story about Dave and his newly discovered family, and my producer at the time, the founding producer of the Vinyl Cafe, David Amer, had a conniption. "You can't name the wife Elizabeth," he said. "Everyone already thinks I'm the Dave you're writing about, and my ex-wife's name's Elizabeth. If you name Dave's wife Elizabeth," said David Amer, "no one's going to believe that you're not writing about me." Now, I'd chosen the name Elizabeth for a special reason. I'd named Dave's wife after my friend Dave Morley's wife, Elizabeth. Dave Morley, not to be confused with David, my producer, or Dave, the record store guy, Dave Morley had given me some ideas for the skunk story. And I thought naming the wife in the story after his wife, Elizabeth, would be a nice way to say thanks. Apparently not. Dave Amer, my producer, put down his foot, and there we were. Me in the studio and him in the control room, and the clock was ticking. Standoff. We had to do something. "I want to thank my friends, the Morleys," I said. And that is when David Amer said, "Call her Morley, then." And that's what I did. Now, I have to tell you, for the first little while, it felt odd to use this man's name for a woman. And people wrote to me and said it felt odd to them, too. So for a while, a year or two, I worried that I might have made a big mistake. But slowly, Morley grew into her name. Slowly, she became Morley. And today I can't imagine her as anything but Morley. Elizabeth would have been all wrong. But you know how it is with these things. Once you've questioned something, the question's always there. And that's why some 6 or 7 years ago, when I got a letter in the mail from California with a photo of a newly born baby who, the letter said, had been christened Morley in honor of the Vinyl Cafe Morley, it touched me more deeply than it might have otherwise. Little Morley, the girl, the real one, is now 7 years old. And I thought, given we seem to be on the subject of names today, that today would be a pretty good time for me to talk to little Morley for the first time ever. We're going to call her on the phone right now.
Hello?
Hi, it's Stuart McLean speaking here from CBC Radio in Toronto. I'm phoning. If I got the right people here, are you the people with the daughter Morley?
That's right. We have Morley.
You wrote me a little while ago, and I just wanted to talk to you about her.
Oh, all right, sure.
Oh, and I should say we're on the radio right now. Is that okay?
That's fine. Oh, okay.
What's your name? You're her dad?
I'm her dad, Dave. Of course.
Dave. You're Dave?
Yes.
There's a Dave and a Morley?
Yeah, we have a Dave and a Morley. That's where the similarities end.
I didn't know about that part.
Nope, that's true. It's kind of an odd situation, but yeah.
Remind me the story now. How did you come to do this?
Well, we live in California, and I'm originally from Northern Ontario.
Oh, whereabouts?
Just outside of Sudbury, and I've been introducing my wife to a lot of Canadian culture shows, and we both really enjoy the Vinyl Cafe, listening and reading the stories, and 7 years ago, when we knew we were having a daughter, we were looking for a name that was unique, kind of reminded me of home, and staring us in the face one day, we just thought, Morley, of course. But we thought that was the perfect name.
Is Morley there right now?
Yeah, she's with me here.
Could I talk to her?
You bet. Go ahead, Morley, say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Morley. How are you?
Good.
It's the first time I've talked to somebody whose name is Morley. How do you spell it?
M-O-R-L-E-Y.
That's right, yeah. Have you ever been to Canada?
Yes.
Is it different than California?
Yes.
How's it different?
Well, it snows, and California kind of doesn't snow.
Are you going to come back and visit sometime?
Yeah.
I'd like to meet you sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You don't sound too excited about that.
I do.
Do you? Okay. You'd like to meet me?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could work that out sometime. We go to Sudbury.
Okay.
Should we say goodbye now?
Yes.
Okay. Goodbye, Morley.
Bye.
It was nice talking to you. Maybe we'll meet in Sudbury sometime.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me know if you're coming this way.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was Morley Brown of Turlock, California. I'm Stuart McLean. So long for now.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.